Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned up. Right now I'll be strong. I'll turn my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, cause I still got
and hello, welcome to the pilot episode of Supergirl. This is your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about last night's pilot. So welcome to the first official podcast for Supergirl Talk. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia. You can follow us on Twitter, all one word, Supergirl Talk. Well, you'll get all the latest and greatest from Supergirl, the TV show, as well as here on our podcast. We'll be on every Tuesday night, which is the day after Supergirl airs, at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we are live right now, so if you're listening to us online, please call in at 929-477-2786. Again, that number is 929-477-2786. We have a first caller to the Supergirl Talk. Welcome to the show from area code 646. Who is this?
What's up, E Movie World, man? AKA Batman.
Hey,
Superman.
What's up? How's it going, man?
Oh, good, good. How are you, man?
Well, welcome. You're the very first caller, bro. How's it feel?
Awesome. Oh, it feels great. The very first caller is awesome. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. On the very first show, the very first caller. Now, tell the audience how easy it is to call in.
Yes, call in. Call in to the Supergirl Talk.
Yes, we're going to have fun with... yes, we're going to have fun dissecting last night's episode. Now, Movie World, tell me, how excited were you when you first saw the pilot? I don't know if you already saw it during the summertime, but just give us that experience, your very first, you know, run on that on that pilot.
Well, when I first saw it, I was pleasantly surprised and shocked, because the first initial trailer, I mean, a lot of people say that, but the first initial trailer, I was getting a too much girly Devil Wears Prada vibe, and I was shocked that
right.
really wasn't about that. It was like really about Supergirl and Krypton and all that stuff. So that kind of appeased my worries and stuff. But I noticed, though, too, so when I seen it the second time, there's certain stuff they changed and they altered. Like, they added certain dialogue that wasn't in the original pilot online, like the part where she crashed and you're hearing her voiceover talking about, something about it's not my mission anymore to save Superman. She didn't say that in the original pilot that leaked. That's something like, there's some dialogue, too, when she was talking in the office with Kat or with Wind Shot that was different. I'm like, oh, maybe they changed. Oh, and Helen Slater didn't have really any dialogue in the original pilot. They just showed her like a flash and her grabbing Kara. She didn't say anything, but in this pilot, they actually showed her saying anything. I know we're not your real parents, but we take care of you. She didn't even say that in the pilot that leaked.
I know. It's crazy how... And then there is other subtle images that they altered as well. If you remember when she's trying on the different outfits, I don't know if you noticed, but her boots changed. It was some sort of like a CGI boot where they made
really?
It look like red Dr. Martens type of deal. I don't know if you caught that.
The part where they were shooting at her, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I feel like those boots
go
were
back,
different.
Because I don't remember her wearing, like, Dr. Martens. I remember her wearing the boots the whole time. So it's interesting why they alter that. And when you see it, go back It doesn't look that well either of a CGI job.
It does. Oh, did you got? I don't know if you've seen. I put on my Twitter page. I'm like, what the heck is this picture? This picture with Henry Cavill and her together.
What? No,
yep.
There's no way.
Yep. Yep, really. I put it all over my Twitter page. People are like, what the hell? They're like, her and Henry Cavill, like, hugging each other. And
let's stick more to the show, Movie World.
Overall,
it was a great episode. I mean, I'm really happy they're going this route. It's great that she's wearing the suit right away. We didn't have to wait 10 years like Smallville. Oh, my gosh. And let alone it was like a CGI suit. He didn't ever wear the suit, so.
Yeah,
it was
a
big letdown, and I'm glad Supergirl came out punching right away and saying, we're not going to waste time here. We're going to do it.
It's bad. And you know what's funny? I can't believe the director of this episode, he directed a lot of episodes of Smallville, Glenn Winter. That's not a surprise.
Yes. Yeah, you'll see that. And the same thing with, like, Arrow and all the other ones. You'll see a lot of people from Smallville working on that show. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, the only reason that I was mentioning the thing about the picture that's online today with Henry Cavill and Melissa Benoist is because now people are just going by that picture and now they're like, well, oh my God, there are kind of Man of Steel references. What if it really is? And now everybody's like speculating because of that picture on the internet today.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't know about that. But great origin story. We saw the beginning of her journey as Krypton was about to go into crumbles. But great. You know, for TV, it was good, the graphics and the Krypton.
You know, I think
how did you like this look of Krypton?
I thought it was pretty cool because, I mean, maybe it could...
Wasn't bad,
I mean, I'm not saying this, but if you wanted to connect this to Man of Steel, you could because Kara lived in a different area anyway of Krypton, Kandor. That could be Kandor, and it looks different or something like that.
That's crazy.
In the Kandorian
area. Okay, we have a new
area.
Caller from area code 609. Who is this?
It's Frank to the Future. What's going on?
Hey, Frank to the Future. How's it going, sir?
Not bad.
So did you watch the pilot of Supergirl?
Yes, I watched it, and I have to say that I think that she is right for the part. I feel that there's subpar dialogue. I mean,
and remember, this was the pilot. This was the quick, hey, let's go shoot it so CBS could greenlight it. So I'm sure as they move on, now that they have more time to write it, I'm sure that's going to definitely upgrade.
I probably agree with you, but you know what it is? When I saw Flash last season and we saw the ending, or when they let us know that something bad was coming, I believed it. Now when this chick, her aunt, said, oh, something bad's going to be coming, like, I didn't really believe it. I mean, it was very weird. I mean, like, I didn't really believe anything that was going on. I mean, the best scene of that show was definitely when she turned that plane to the side.
Oh,
that
awesome.
Was so cool.
You know, I love her. I think, you know, it's crazy. I was watching a lot of interviews with her in different talk shows. I mean, she's really sweet and she's really endearing. But I feel like they got a really good actress in a show that needs a lot of work. But I hope it gets better. I mean, I like her. I really do.
Yeah, she has to carry the movie. She's the title role of Supergirl, and she knows how to turn it off. When she's not Supergirl, she knows how to be clumsy, you know, working for Cat Grant. And then when she's super bold, she has that certain stand, and it's great that she could play both roles there. Now, some people put reference to that airplane scene that you mentioned to Superman Returns when he's trying to divert
that.
A plane.
It looked like that too, just with her and the similar type of listing and everything.
When one of the engines popped off, she put her hands across her face like a cross and busted through it, just like Brandon Mouth did in Superman Returns.
Yeah, Superman Returns, yeah.
That was my favorite part.
And then they also
anyway.
Mentioned that there's a comic book reference to John Byrne's origin reboot, Man of Steel, where Superman... Yeah, it kind of resembles when he rescues a plane from...
Oh, yeah, that's right. And he did it without the costume. He just flew. Yeah, you're
yeah.
right.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. He's without the costume.
Issue, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
all right,
so
great.
Cool.
So now that we know that there's a secret underground super, how can we call it, alien hunters?
with that Fort Roz with aliens?
Yes. Are we okay that we're already deep into it, or do you think they should have held back on this secret operative department? I think I would have liked to see more of these, you know, creatures coming to her city and kind of like stretching it out a little and then finally reveal, oh, there's this whole organization that's already on it. You know, this isn't new. You know, like here she is thinking, oh, I have some information. There's been a lot of bad people around. But then the organization's like, oh, no, we've been tracking everyone, including you. What do you think? Do you think it was a little too early to bring the DEO onto the scene? Let's go to you, Francesco.
But I would have rather have substituted those scenes with her parents. I mean, how are you going to keep Dean Cain and the other lady as the pilot? I mean, I know they were there from the beginning. But, I mean, they could, you know, I would have liked at the end, you know, her flying back home and talking to them and saying, like, well, what do you think?
Yeah, I wanted that, too. I wanted
what
that,
do you
too.
Think? Like, did I come out too early? Did I surprise myself too early?
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, it's here it is. It's hard to come.
Oh, Francesco, I'm sorry, man. Your connection is choppy.
How about
missing...
now?
Okay, there you go.
You know what it is? Flash was so flawless last year that it's very hard to look at.
The bar has been set.
But that's the thing, though. Even within itself, now the season 2 of Flash has to compete with season 1. Everything has to compete with that first season of Flash, and it's hard to because it was so perfect. Anything less than that is just like, oh, man, forget about it. And you know what I found funny? There was no Arrow promo during that. They promoed the Flash.
The Flash, which is weird.
That's true.
No Arrow.
On CBS, I'm like, what? The Flash on CBS?
Isn't that weird? Well, they did promo of Supergirl on CW, if you remember that.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week.
Oh,
yeah,
I
last week
noticed.
They showed a commercial of Supergirl.
Oh,
I thought that was like, okay, all right. It looks like, but you know what? By them doing that, I hope they're open now to like a crossover because they're doing that now with commercials. Well, what other network have you seen that other than cable on the network?
Yeah.
I've never seen
what's
that.
What's the point? Well, that's the thing. What's the point in cross promotion if they're not in the same universe? I mean, they shouldn't have done that.
That's
too.
What I'm saying. Maybe now they've maybe changed their mind. And maybe that might be in the works, even though they haven't announced it. Maybe that might be in the works.
If their ratings start slipping, you bet your ass they're going to be putting the Flash in there.
Right. So like, okay, we're open. Just bend
put
over.
The Flash, put Zoom in
all
there.
Right, let's go to you. Movie World, your thoughts. Oh, he dropped out. Okay, Movie World has dropped out. We have a new caller from area code 469. Welcome to Supergirl Talk, episode 1, the pilot.
Hey, it's me, Supergirl Scotland, Superman, from Gandalf.
All right, Superman, welcome back, sir.
How are you?
Good, good, good. So did you enjoy the pilot of Supergirl?
Yeah, I did.
Tell us your favorite part and tell us why.
I like whenever she saved the plane. You know, I know because that's like the cliche.
Yeah, I think that's
going to
be the one. You know, even the fight at the end, that was my favorite. What about you, Francesco? What was your favorite scene?
Let's see. To be honest with you, I really liked the scene when she was trying out her outfits.
Yes, I would say that was going to be my close second.
Because, I mean, the first outfit she tried on, first outfit she tried on, I always said, like, yeah, keep that. Don't go on the other one. Keep the first one.
I'm like, does Supergirl really need a skirt?
Yeah, does she even need anything? Just have her put a cape on.
You know that was a throwback? throwback to her original costume that she had with that bandana over her head? Yeah, she had a costume like that.
Yeah, I did notice that. So, all right, let's go to you, Movie World. What do you think?
My two favorite scenes?
Yeah.
My favorite scene was the first time she fought Bartosz, and then the last time, the end. I don't know why I was getting a Smallville vibe when she fought Bartosz. I was getting that Clark Batista battle. And the first time she was fighting Bartosz, and he was throwing her around and everything. I thought it was, the effects were amazing. They were awesome.
Yeah, for TV, definitely they stepped that up. And then, of course, CBS is going to have a bigger budget than CW.
Yeah.
So at least we know they're in good hands for money.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you. Hey, so did you see, because another reason people were saying that this might be connected to Man of Steel, because there was another picture of Zack Snyder on the set of the show with all these people on the set of Supergirl.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't know.
With all the crew and everything.
I mean, it'd be great. You know, connect the TV and the movie world. I mean, that would be great. Let's see. We have a new caller from air code 239. Who is this? Welcome to Supergirl Talk.
Matt from Florida, you changed the phone number. I added the wrong phone number to my phone.
Oh, well, you have to go to the site. I didn't change nothing. That's Blog Talk Radio. I don't own Blog Talk.
Great pilot episode. Great pilot episode. Wow. OMG. It was awesome.
Yes. Tell us your favorite scene, Matt.
I'd say I love the opening scene with Krypton. And the plane scene, Superman's cape when he was taking Kara to the Danvers. That was
I know. It's like, come on,
awesome.
Just show us. We know, right? Smallville and Superman Return were on at the same time. Why can't we have two Superman?
I don't get that.
I don't get that.
Who's on the other line?
All right. Let's see. Let's go to you, Chris from Candor. What was your favorite scene, and tell us why?
Well, like I said, I like the plane scene whenever she was saving it, and how proud.
Whoa! Are you on the highway?
Yeah.
All right, roll up your window, bro. You're on the show.
Yeah.
That must be Francesco.
Anyway.
He's like wrestling somebody. There we go.
I don't know why I had iced tea. You made me spit it up when you're like, he's on the highway.
I'm like, sorry. Didn't you hear that? It was like, we're having fun here. We're live right now. If you are a fan of Supergirl that aired last night on the CW at 8:30 p.m., call in at 929-477-2786. Supergirl will be on every Tuesday nights at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right. Now, I want to ask you guys something about this episode. Now, when Jimmy Olsen delivered the cape, or not the cape, you know, the blanket that Kal-El came to Krypton, why didn't Kal-El just give it to her? Like, here's my blanket. Why is he sending Jimmy Olsen, or James Olsen, as he likes to call it. Why is he sending him to deliver that blanket? Let's go to you, Movie World. Well, what's your reasoning?
You know what? I was just going to say that, because when you're saying why are they copping out like this, I wonder if they're doing this because they're, like, being hesitant. Oh, if the show is a breakout hit, we'll say it's connected to Man of Steel. If it's not, then we don't have to say anything. I wonder if they're doing it.
Yeah, that's interesting. That might happen.
Yeah, they're waiting to see the ratings if the show keeps on having momentum. Then we're like, oh, yeah, it's connected to Man of Steel.
Right.
So I'm like, come on, we had 10 years suffering through cop-outs. Do we have to go through this again? 10 years on Smallville.
I know. Let's go to you, Francesco. Why don't you think Superman delivered the blanket himself? Like, why send Jimmy?
Well, first of all, I'm home already, so that wasn't me in the highway. That must have been Candor Chris.
Okay.
Second of all, don't know. To be honest with you, isn't his blanket supposed to be his cape? So what is he flying in?
Right? Did he upgrade it, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe he has a long blanket.
You know, and I'm really liking Jimmy Olsen a lot. I mean, that's the biggest Jimmy Olsen I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he's 6'3". That's what he's like.
He is huge.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it was like I said, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Why do you think Superman didn't deliver it himself?
I know. I mean, that was so weird that Jimmy
Olsen.
He's Nelson
in the messenger.
Yeah, he goes, okay, Jimmy, get this cousin.
Then
the excuse
can't be like, oh, he's busy. He's the Man of Steel. He could be in and out, baby, in and out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what's next, Lex Luthor? One thing I do want to see on the show is her being infected with red kryptonite. How hot would that be?
Interesting. Very interesting, Matt. Let's go to you, Chris from Candor.
I think they don't want too much to do with Superman on this show because this is not his show. And
right.
They want
but I
always
deliver the blanket. Damn.
Yeah, no, but they want as many more as they can of Superman in there because
yeah.
they don't
no,
want.
I understand.
Like,
I,
if
this
in
is
the
her
show,
story.
Gonna overshadow. Yeah, they're going to overshadow.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be like, oh, gaga about Superman.
Look how hey, but it would have been a really better pilot if he did show up, right? Everybody would be
yeah,
talking about
have,
it.
Yeah.
Superman has now appeared on Supergirl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be like,
that
would have
been a lot more rating. Okay, great. But, yeah, overall, it was a great episode. I'm going to definitely stick in to next weekend. I want to ask you guys. Let's go to you, Francesco. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Are you hanging on to Supergirl?
Hell yeah, because it was great because it also aired on CBS, even though it does suck. It airs the same time as Gotham.
That's what sucks. I miss Gotham.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm going to take it on my DVR.
Horrible timing.
Same time. But
okay, let's go to you, Chris from Candor, are you sticking around for next week?
Yeah, I think I will. It's gonna be hard to balance the two, but because I like both, you know.
I know. Okay, what about you, Movie World? Are you sticking around for another week of Supergirl?
Definitely. For what I heard, she said, Melissa Brodis, that the next week's episode is gonna be even bigger than the next one, and they said that.
Wow.
What they're trying to do is make a movie every week, not TV. They said they want to make movie size episodes every week. I'm like,
that's
damn,
great.
Movie size.
That's great. Yeah, give it to us, because you know we want it all, right?
Yeah, I know. I want it all.
Especially what
okay,
they're going
to
do with
let's open the floor to you guys. Anything we haven't covered yet? Matt from Florida, let's go to you.
Well, I really love the plane scene. I just thought her sister was kind of mean to her on how...
Yeah, a little rude, right?
Yeah, and the whole deal, I did catch that Henshaw guy who becomes robotic Superman. One thing I really want to see on the show is Michael Rosenbaum and somehow Darkseid capturing her, even though we kind of saw Darkseid on Smallville, but I would love to see the real version of Darkseid on this show.
Yes, that would be great
that
to
would
see
be
another version of Darkseid.
But I would love to, I just love the moment with Helen Slater and Dean Cain. Man, he's gotten old.
Yeah,
Dean
he's Cain aged.
From Lois and Clark.
Dean Cain is back
thing that
in the Superman, Supergirl universe.
When she was trying on the suit and it goes, oh, God, Lois and Clark scenes all over again.
Yes.
I was
like, oh, no,
funny.
They better not play I Need a Hero.
I know, right? But I thought it was kind of cute.
That would have been horrible. Okay, thanks, Matt. Let's go to you, Movie World. I want to ask you anything you want to talk about that we haven't touched on?
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about – I don't know why I get the feeling that I kind of hope they don't, but I have a feeling into this, that the sister Alex, get it? I think she's like a female Lex, or I'm wondering if she's really not – if she's really adopted by them and she's not – she's really Lex Luthor's sister. I have a feeling. Her name is Alex. Come on, like Alexander Luthor.
Interesting.
Alexander
Luthor. Wouldn't it be great if Tess Mercer showed up? We're like, oh, my gosh, we know.
Yeah, because they never mentioned, is that the Dean Cain's and Helen Slater, is that their real daughter, or is she adopted too? I bet you find out she's adopted and she finds out she's really the long sister of Lex Luthor.
Oh, interesting.
Lex Luthor.
That's because
they're making stepsisters. And she kind of has an animosity towards her in the episode, like she's jealous of her.
Yeah, you could see that tension building up.
Yeah. So I'm like, Alex, Alexander Luthor, Alex, come on, female Alex.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, Chris from Kandor, anything Supergirl?
I like how they didn't take too long with her. You know what I mean? Like, she knew who she was, and she was proud of what she did and what became. And she didn't like, oh, I don't know if I should do this, oh, should I be like him? You know, she embraced it, you know what I mean? She was happy and like, hey, I'm like to do this, I'm going to do it, I'm going to save the world, and I'm going to tell to my best friend, you know, that guy. And you know, that's like 10 years of Smallville in one episode.
That is so great. That's why I applaud the producers of Supergirl. They just said, give it to them. What? Huh? 10 years? No. Give it to them.
Exactly.
All right, we have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this? Welcome to Supergirl Talk.
Hey, what's up, Aces? It's Joe from Krypton.
How's it going, Joe?
Pretty good, man.
Did you watch last night's pilot of Supergirl?
Yeah, I did. It was amazing. I loved it.
All right. What would you say?
I thought it was better than the Flash pilot.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. And tell us why. Why are you comparing those two?
Well, because Flash is the best show on TV right now, and I'm obviously a Superman fan, so I'm going to root for the Super fan.
Oh, yeah.
Over the Flash.
Okay, by default.
Super Family.
Super Family. You have Super World, Movie World Express, and then you have Super Chris from Kandor. It's a whole Superman family. We need some Supergirls on this podcast, right?
Yeah,
we want to hear the female perspective. So please call in. We're going to be live next week at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm excited to bring in LiveWire.
Phone number. What were you saying about LiveWire?
I'm excited that they cast LiveWire and she's going to be in the show and everything.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of cool, interesting suspects showing up in Supergirl. Now, what's one character that you know from the DC universe, a villain, or also another DC character showing up? Who would you want? And tell us why. Who and why would you want that person? And everything's open. If you want Batman to show up, fine. You know, the gate's open. So if you could choose, if DC and Warner Brothers TV tell you, all right, you're the lucky winner, you could pick any character, villain or good or whatever. Do it now and tell us why. All right, let's start with you, Chris from Kandor.
Oh, dang it. I don't know, actually. I wouldn't know. Maybe I'll think about it.
Come on. Who would you bring? The studio execs are ready to leave.
Okay. I guess it would be cool to maybe see Pete. Pete Ross.
Pete Ross. Interesting.
Oh.
Why? Tell us why.
Well, kind of like the cousin. I mean, I want him probably to know who Kara is, you know what I mean? To kind of, like, you know, bring, like, a familiar face from about my aunt, you know what I'm saying? So, isn't it cool?
But isn't that kind of like the same with Jimmy Olsen?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I agree. I don't know.
All right, great. Thank you.
Pick.
Okay, let's go to you, Movie World. Who would you bring in from the DCU to Supergirl?
I know exactly, because if they have to, I don't know, if WB is putting some kind of thing on them that they have to cop out and they can't bring Superman, they might as well, since Superman has been existing in this world already for a while, why can't they just bring on Superboy, Connor Kent, and have him with her and everything
Ooh.
Like that? Connor Kent.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That would be cool. Because he has half of the
cool.
Super family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's a great choice. Okay, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. Who would you bring in?
I'd say Amazo or Omak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Why Omak? Let's start with that one.
Well, right now there's a huge rumor going around that he might be the villain in the new movie. And just thinking about that, I had never thought about that before. And then when I read that, I was like, "Damn, that's a great idea. That'd be a great challenge for Superman and Batman." So I'd say Omak or Amazo, one of the two.
All right, cool. Well, what do you guys think? Who do you think is more accurate to who are they more likely to bring in? Do you think Omak is a big property that they want to hold off for the movies, or? Do you think they want to spiel their villain tree on Supergirl?
You know what? I don't buy. I hate when movie pilot crap rumors spread on the internet like Omak, because
we're very BS
because those are Justice League villains. That's not a villain. Batman and Superman gonna fight the Omaks. Those are like
that's not movie pilot though. That's superhero hype.
Because. The original but that was the villain in the original George Miller Justice League script, Omak. So they're gonna take that from there and just put it like, come on, Zack Snyder can just rip off an old script. Oh my god, I find that hard believing. That was the exact villain.
See. Yeah, and here's the beauty: no one knows. You know, they'll tell you, "Oh my gosh, this is concrete evidence." Until we see it, then there you go. There's no more disagreeing. So I don't know why people get really riled up, and I'm like, all right, chill.
But you know, I
watch it at
put
the same time.
Saying, don't you hate when people put videos saying confirmed? Do they have absolutely no source? I hate that.
Right, right.
Confirmed, Omak. Where's your source? Oh, no, I just
like
stated,
movie
confirmed.
Pilot, they're always like breaking. I'm like, what? There's nothing breaking here in this article.
People are dumb enough to
believe
it.
I want to just say the cast and crew of Supergirl, they did a really splendid job. Even those that, you know, could have a little bit more work, but I'm sure as the show progresses, they're going to know more of their character, and they're going to just express it in a better way for us to either like or dislike, depending if they're a villain or a good person. Again, really well done job, and it was directed by Dermot Downs for episode one, and then Melissa, she did a really great job as Kara and James Olsen, Mikad Brooks, he's really great, and also Chyla Lee as the sister of Alex Sanders, and David Harewood as Hank Henshaw, and Melissa Flockhart as Cat Grant. So the cast is really solid. So hopefully there's definitely season two. I'm sure CBS is going to be looking at the numbers closely. But that pilot, it brought in a lot of ratings for the first pilot, and pretty strong, a 3.1. If you guys remember, we were talking about Gotham with their ratings. They're like at a 1.4, 1.5.
Really?
And
wow.
Supergirl was a 3.1. So that's really big. So it came strong. Do you think, how long do you think it's going to hold up these numbers? Let's go to you, Movie World.
You know what? I was thinking, I think it will for a while. You know what? Because I think we've been needing a Supergirl for a long time. It's like they just DC tried once with the movie, and then we didn't hear nothing. Then we got her in Smallville, but we've needed this for a long time. And I think
it's a good example for, like, girls, too, who don't – there's some girls that don't read DC Comics. Maybe this could get them into it to see the hero that they can relate to.
Or even
to,
into the movies.
Yeah. So I think it's going to last for a while because there's not a lot of female TV shows superheroes on. So
yeah. You know, I was wondering, I wonder if Donna Troy will ever make an appearance on Supergirl.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great, right?
I actually have a statue of her.
Hey, have a headline, breaking, Donna Troy will be on Supergirl. Let's see how far that goes.
Confirmed.
Yeah,
confirmed. Movie
Movie World is my source, so I can, you know, that's all I can say. All right, Joe from Krypton.
It'll probably last for, it's definitely going to drop off in the second episode. But
I
think they'll stay up there. I think they'll stay pretty high, though, still.
I heard the second
episode is bigger than the first. So, because usually when a pilot – usually the pilot has the highest numbers, and it always drops off. I'm not saying it's going to drop off significantly, but it is going to drop off a little bit. But it's still going to be great. It's still going to be pretty high numbers. So I think it's gonna be around for a while. We're going to get at least a good season.
Yeah, definitely.
Out of this.
I see a cash cow here already. I don't know how it is in your city, but in Los Angeles, she is plastered everywhere, even on the buses.
Oh, yeah. Over here in the train station and the
bus. I mean, everywhere you look,
you
see Supergirl, and you're like, oh, there she is. There's her face. And then you see a bus passing by, and it looks like she's flying by because she's on the side of the bus like she's flying.
That's awesome.
It's crazy advertisement. And even my son, he's 3 years old. Every time we're out driving, he goes, "Look, Daddy, Supergirl." I'm like, "Yes, there she is." So that's great.
They did a really good job with advertisement. I heard they put her. That's the first time they put her on the Warner Brothers water tower. That Warner Brothers in Burbank.
Yeah, all the DC shows: Gotham, Arrow, and The Flash. And also Supergirl are on the water tower, and it's great.
So cool.
If you guys ever get a chance to go on the Warner Brothers tour, definitely go because it's the it's better than I would say even Universal Studios because that's like an amusement park. You know what I mean? That's like an amusement park. So if you're gonna go to Disneyland, go to Disneyland. You know what I mean? But if you want to see a working studio, Warner Brothers. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Just Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay, so I want to just close the show with your last statement. Let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. You want to say anything to the viewers of Supergirl and say, that you're excited to see what's coming up and yada, yada, yada?
I'm really excited to see what's coming up. I can't wait to see who the villains are. The show's great. Melissa Benoist is great as Supergirl. And I just want to say, I hate when people spread rumors that Lex Luthor is going to be in Man of Steel and it doesn't pan out. That really sucks.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor?
That's all I got to say.
Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
Lex Luthor isn't Batman vs. Superman.
I said Man of Steel.
All right, let's
Batman
go to Chris from Kandor. Chris? Uh-oh, we lost him.
Hey.
All right, Movie World, let's go to you, sir.
I'm excited for the show. I'm like, I love. You know, it's funny because I've met every person who plays Supergirl except for Melissa Benoist. I met Helen Slater. I met Laura Vandervoort. So I'm like, and yesterday she was on freaking Stephen Colbert, and that's right in New York. I'm like, oh damn it, I should have been there. I wanted to be her.
Yeah,
but
she was on also the CBS Morning Show too.
Oh wow, she was, darn it! But so I'm a big Supergirl fan. I have all the statues of her and everything. So I'm really excited about the show and her. I'm glad it's doing well.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, are you back?
Yeah, I am.
Yes. Oh, okay. Anything closing statements?
Oh yeah, I just want to say Supergirl was great.
Wrong show.
Yeah. Supergirl was awesome, and I'm glad you guys watched it, and keep calling in, and so we can know what you guys think next week.
It's great. It's like Smallville all over again, but on the female perspective.
Yeah. Only with full costume every episode at least.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. No more like you are destined for greatness.
Oh God!
I'm like 10 years. We've been hearing that for 10 years.
You're destined for greater things. You want to achieve it 15 years later.
It's great that Supergirl started off on the right foot. I think that's why she's getting a really great response, right, Joe? Because they just did it right from the get-go.
They just embraced it.
Absolutely.
Embraced the superness.
Yeah, they did get it right. They got it dead on. That's great.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap up Supergirl. I want to thank you, Movie World, Joe from Krypton, Matt from Florida, and Chris from Candor for calling in to the Supergirl podcast. This is our first episode. Congratulations, guys. We did it.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Joe?
Yes. We made it, man. We made it here. We got
Don't
it.
Don't stop believing. I better stop. All right, good night, guys.
Good night.
All right.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fire.